Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion 2024. Palm Sunday is a study of the difference between fate and destiny. The events presented seem predetermined, fated in other words, to ensure our ability to accept the salvation we're offered, destiny. Let's sort through them. In our first reading this Sunday, Isaiah explores acceptance of a destiny as God's prophet, despite its consequences. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore I'm not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. That's from Isaiah chapter 50. Sound familiar? Isaiah presages Jesus' fate. But in his letter to the Philippians, Paul indicates that, through Jesus, God the Father chose the road to crucifixion, thereby offering us a destiny to contemplate. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every other name. That's from Philippians chapter 2. Because of this implies a choice Jesus didn't have to make, not an inescapable fate. But God's love made that sacrifice a fait accompli. As we continue on to Mark's account of Christ's passion, everything seems fated so we could choose to accept the destiny Jesus' fate made possible. It's from Mark chapters 14 through 15. Let's count the ways. A woman anointed Jesus with perfumed oil, and Jesus already knew why. She has anticipated anointing my body for burial. What she has done will be told in memory of her, Jesus says. Jesus describes in detail for his disciples the preordained arrangements for their final meal together. Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water, he says. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, the teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Then Jesus points the fickle finger of fate at one of his own disciples. One of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. For the Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born. Jesus' fate was written, and Judas' fate seems necessary for its fulfillment. But all of his disciples are tied in with that fate, seemingly to warn us 21st century disciples not to choose a destiny riddled with fear. All of you will have your faith shaken, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be dispersed, Jesus concludes. Even Peter seemed fated to fearfully avoid standing up for his master, so we could learn by his example and avoid making fear our destiny. This very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times, Jesus tells him. Finally, when Jesus breathes his last fated breath, a Roman centurion is the first witness to testify to the truth that saves us. Truly, this man was the Son of God. Believing that is our destiny. Denying it is a fate worse than death. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.